This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from Sunday's attack and subsequent hours-long siege at a beachfront hotel in Somalia has risen to at least 15. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Officials and witnesses told VOA Somali service that just before 6 p.m. local time, a suicide car bomb exploded outside the elite hotel at Mogadishu's popular Lido Beach. Moments later, four armed gunmen stormed the hotel. Security forces arrived at the scene immediately after the attack began and took over from hotel guards the responsibility for ousting the attackers. Ismail Mukhtar, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Information, said all four of the attackers who stormed the hotel were shot dead. Troops rescued more than 200 people from the hotel, including the owner. At least 18 people were injured. Well, U.S. Democrats hold their online political convention this week leading up to the formal nomination of a Democratic presidential candidate to challenge U.S. President Donald Trump in his reelection bid. President Trump has planned a busy week of his own. Mr. Trump is visiting four states that could prove crucial for his chances to win a second four-year term in the White House. He starts today with stops in the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Later in the week, he visits Arizona and Pennsylvania. He will be in the hometown of presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden on Thursday. He'll be holding an event in Scranton, Pennsylvania, as Mr. Biden makes his acceptance speech online for the Democratic nomination. Both the Trump and Biden public campaigns have been sharply curtailed this year by the coronavirus pandemic and the need to keep their adherents socially distanced from each other. Republicans are holding their scaled-down national convention next week. Mr. Trump will make his renomination acceptance speech